take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 22. Proverbs 22. Remove not, verse 28, I'm sorry. Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. The Spirit of God moved upon Solomon to warn the people about something that Almighty God had set forth in His law. And it was this: God had warned to not remove the landmark, the boundary of property that had been set, been given to the people of Israel. Deuteronomy 19:14 says, "Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it." Now the Lord had set His love and affection on the people of Israel, people of His promise, and He gave them this promise: I'm going to bring you to the land of Canaan. I'm going to bring you to the promised land. And when they got there, the Lord had assigned each of the families their proper portion of property. And it was to be marked off with absolute precision. And they were to mark their property off. There was boundaries set. And the reason for that is because there was going to be no confusion, no clashing of interest, no grounds for lawsuits. Every person in Canaan knew exactly where their boundaries were. They knew their inheritance according to God's Word. And those landmarks were not to be tampered with. They were not to be moved and to trespass upon someone else's boundary. To move that boundary incurred the wrath of God. Deuteronomy 27:17, "Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark." Don't touch it. Don't move it. It's not yours. You leave it alone. Now, that's the natural and true meaning of that passage of Scripture. A piece of property belongs to somebody. It's marked off with boundaries. You don't have a right to go out there and pull up a stake and move it over 15 feet, you know, kind of show that you got more than you got. Just don't touch it. Now, spiritually, we behold something of the glorious landmark of Almighty God, who has set forth, according to His covenant of grace, that boundary, that inheritance of His people, of all those that were chosen in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. Everything set forth in God's Word concerning the spiritual blessings in the Lord Jesus Christ are included in the landmark. I want you to look at that verse 28. Remove not the ancient landmark. And say landmarks. There's a landmark that Almighty God has set forth, and that landmark is based upon His love for a people. Listen to Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Now, that landmark that we're going to look at in just a minute is based on God's love for His people. It's been set. I love my people. And there's a landmark that I'm going to read to you in just a second. And that landmark is based upon His affection. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6 to 8 says this. Scripture declares who has saved us, loved us, saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Salvation for God's people accomplished is what He's saying. For His own in Christ Jesus before the world began is the evidence of this landmark. Now, what is it? What is the boundary? You buy a piece of property, you get a plat. You look at it, and it's marked off, and it gives you so many feet, and this is yours, and this is yours. And that within that boundary, everything that is yours is marked off with this perimeter. Now I want you to turn to a passage of Scripture that we've read so many times, but I'm telling you, this is the landmark. Exodus 33 and verse 19. You remember when Moses asked the Lord, "Show me your glory." Everything that Almighty God has eternally purposed to do is marked off with this boundary right here. Exodus 33, verse 19. Moses said in verse 18, "I beseech thee, show me your glory, show me your will, show me your thoughts, show me your purpose." And here's what the Lord said in verse 19. He said, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I'll be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." Now, there's the boundary. There's the landmark. Everything that Almighty God has eternally purposed to do for a people of His choosing is summed up in that verse of Scripture right there. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. There's but one boundary, and this is it. God's mercy. Romans 8, 28 and 29 declares this concerning God's purpose to have mercy and compassion on whom He will. For whom He did foreknow, that is, to whom He did appoint, or ordained before. He also did predestinate. And I'm going to give you a description of these words. We read these verses all the time. He did predestinate. What does that mean? That means He ordained and marked out. That's what it means. He marked it out, predestined, to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. Now, that word there does not mean that effectual call by which the Lord calls us, though He does that. That word right there, called, means surnamed. I named them before. You're mine. Here's the boundary. You're mine. Surnamed with a family name and determined their call that would come in time. And whom He called, them He also justified. Now this is all before the foundation of the world. That means iniquity blotted out. Righteous. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. Mysteriously glorified in glory, is what I'm saying right now. In the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of His people. Chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. Loved of Him. Surnamed. Called out in time. This is God's will. This is God's boundary. Here's God's inheritance. Here is the Lord's people surrounded with this landmark. Now, how does a sinner know anything about this landmark? What is going to be that which Almighty God uses to teach them what He's done for them in Christ? One way, through the preaching of the gospel. That's the only way that anyone will ever know what the Lord has been pleased to do for His people. God Almighty, through the preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, has set forth His good pleasure to show grace and mercy to His people. And we're warned in this passage of Scripture back in Proverbs 23. Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Remove not, don't retreat, don't depart, don't take away from the proclamation of that truth. Don't fail to preach Christ and Him crucified. Don't fail to preach how God can be just and justify a sinner. To do so, to fail to preach it, carries with it eternal punishment. Though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we've preached unto you, let him be accursed. Failure to preach the gospel of Christ is to fail to preach God's record of His Son. It's to shun the message that gives God Almighty in Christ all the glory, all the honor. To fail to preach this landmark. If someone were to ask you, what do you base what you believe upon? We base it on this, God's Word, that God's going to have mercy and compassion to whomsoever He will. To fail to preach the gospel is to fail to proclaim the love for the Lord Jesus Christ. To preach any other thing is love for me. And the Scripture says, if any man love not the Lord Jesus, the one declared in the gospel of God, as God's Lamb and God's substitute for His people, let him be accursed. Let him be anathema maranatha. What does that mean? It means he's cursed. The Lord has come. Remove not the ancient landmark. That boundary that was given by Almighty God to the fathers, that word that was taught to them, and moved by God's Spirit to be written down by the penman in the laws and the prophet. By the law and the prophet. God's word to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, is because there's no light in them. Whenever we talk about to the law and to the prophets, what does that mean? That means that which points to the one who alone has fulfilled all the demands for righteousness and justice. When we talk about the law and the prophets, what the law demands, Christ fulfilled. What the prophets proclaim is the Christ who filled the law. So that's the boundary. Now, in closing, in whom was this landmark promised and established before time began? In whom did the Father first trust that all the requirements for justice and righteousness before God would be fulfilled? You know who it was. the Lamb Himself, Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 29, seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Seest thou? Now that's causing us to gaze upon and spiritually perceive. Contemplate with pleasure. That's what it means. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? Do you see a man diligent in his business? What man is this? This is none other than the Lord of glory. He alone is the man that is diligent. That is quick, prompt, and skilled. Ready to do the business of Almighty God. He is the one who is said to be diligent in, now look at it, in his business, in his occupation, in his work, in his service. And what was his business? This man that is diligent. John 9:4. The Lord said, I must work the works of him that sent me. This was his business, to do all that was required in the redemption of his people and lose nothing. That's what he said in John chapter 6, verse 39. I want you to read something. Look, turn with me to Exodus 31. Hold your place there. Turn with me to Exodus 31. Exodus 31, verse 1 to 5. Amazing passage of Scripture. It always amazed me when I would read the descriptions of what the Lord demanded in the building of the temple and all of the beautiful pieces of furniture and stuff. Listen to this. Exodus 31, verses 1 to 5. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding, in knowledge, in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and silver and brass, cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. The Lord said, I've called this man. He called many, but he spoke specifically of this man. And there was a demand that the Lord had concerning the building of these things within the temple. And he said, I filled this man with the Spirit of God, wisdom and understanding to know how to do it. It always amazes me. Somebody that's really skilled in something. And I mean, they're good at it. I mean, you could just, there's something about what they do or what they carve or build or something like that. And you just, when they do it, I mean, they're just a cut above. I mean, I've seen some stuff that was done and you think, it's okay. But I'm talking about when you look at a piece of work, somebody does something that's just spectacular. You thought, how in the world did you know how to do that? And to do it just so well, so perfect. Lord says, I gave him that Spirit. I worked in him. I gave him the ability to build and understand and all of these things. Oh, but concerning the Lord of glory, the God-man mediator. You know what Almighty God did for him? And here's, this is an amazing thing. God made flesh, and Jehovah qualified him for the work which he called him. God gave him the Spirit without measure. That's an amazing thought to me, Neil. God, who you could add nothing to took upon himself flesh. A man, a real man. And Jehovah qualified that man. You'd think, well, he would just naturally... God gave him the Spirit without measure that he would be therefore ready, quick, prompt, and skilled in his business. All power is given unto the Son that he might give eternal life to as many as the Father has given him. Here his meat was to do the will of him that sent him. And the Father in him was well pleased as the mediator between God and men. God qualified, just like the Lord qualified that man right there. I filled him with the Spirit. I gave him the Spirit to do this, to be able to understand and to work in gold and silver and stone and brass. I gave him that to be able to do that. Oh, he gave the Spirit without measure unto the Son that he should save his people in absolute justice, righteousness before God. Only of him could it be said, Psalm 45:2, Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God hath blessed thee forever. Qualify him. What about this man in closing? What about this, the Lord Jesus Christ? It's just a man that's diligent in his business. It says, He shall stand before kings. He shall stand. That is, as one stationed and remains, he shall stand before kings. One who is fit as God's servant to be employed in the affairs of kings, his people, who have been made kings and priests before God. Just like in the book of Job, when the sons of God, the scripture says, came and to present themselves before the Lord. The scripture sets forth here that the Lord Jesus stands as the surety of his people. He stands for them. They're all in him. What's this one that's diligent in his business? The one who's pleased God. The one who's finished the work. Every jot and every tittle of the law on their behalf, on the behalf of those that God gave him in electing grace. What's he going to do? He's going to stand for them. And God accepts all of them in him who is diligent, whom the Father was well pleased. It says, He shall not stand before mean men. What does that mean? Mean darkened. Darkened. Those to whom the light of the gospel has never shined in their hearts. He's not going to stand for those as their surety. Well, they'll stand before him in the day of judgment and say, we did this, that, and the other for you. And he'll say, I never knew you. You were never given to me of my Father. I didn't lay down my life for you. But for those entrusted to him everlastingly, he is the great high priest whoever liveth to make intercession for those that come to God in Him. There is an ancient landmark that has been set forth by God that was revealed unto the fathers. That landmark declares the glorious grace and mercy of Almighty God in Christ to His people. And I'll tell you what we do. We love that landmark. We love it and we preach it. And woe to the man, according to these scriptures, who tries to move it, who doesn't acknowledge it, who will not give God Almighty the right, according to their thinking. Woe to them that fails to bow to that landmark, that place, that position. It is the possession of Almighty God concerning His church in Christ Jesus, the one that came into this world to save sinners from their sins. Thanks be unto God. God has laid it out. You know, that's the fallacy of false religion. Everything's open-ended. It's open-ended. Nothing's settled unless a man settles it. Nothing's established until a man exercises... Oh, no. No, 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 no. There's a landmark. There's a boundary. And it's marked off by God Almighty. Praise be unto His holy name that God has been pleased to have mercy unto a people of His choosing. I pray God bless this to our hearts for Christ's sake. Amen.